Startup companies between the Lansing and Flint metro areas have a new resource to help them get off the ground. Baker College in Owosso is the site of a new business incubator known as the REV Center, which stands for Realizing Entrepreneurial Vision. It's the first such facility in Shiawassee County. The REV Center hosted its open house recently, and here to talk about it and the road ahead is Lorraine Austin, the REV Center coordinator. Welcome to Current State.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Sure. It's a pleasure to have you. Explain the premise of the REV Center here. Do you have a business model, for example?
There are various business incubators around the state, actually. We're a little bit broader than perhaps some of them. We will work with entrepreneurs and startup companies to help them proceed, sort of navigate the field. The Shiawassee County region has a lot of economic development organizations, but sometimes as an entrepreneur, you're not really sure where to go, what to do next, what kind of a plan to follow. And so we're here to kind of serve that role as a navigator, as it were.
An incubator often provides space. Do you offer space, other kinds of resources?
We do, and we have private office space available, or if our clients would like to use a communication space to meet with their clients, we have a room that they can rent. Various options that way as well. We also have a message center that they can utilize. Let's say they're a one-person operation and they're a landscaper, they're out in the field, they're not able to answer the phone. We can provide those sorts of services as well.
How did the REV Center get started?
Well, actually, there was a feasibility study that was done in August 2012, and it was done by the University of Michigan's Center for Business Acceleration and Incubation Studies, Institute for Research on Labor, Employment, and the Economy. And after that was done, in cooperation with a number of different local organizations, it was realized that not only was it something that was needed in Shiawassee County, but could benefit various segments of the population.
But is it publicly funded, or is there private money involved as well?
Currently, our funding is pretty much through Baker College. We also have a grant from the Cook Family Foundation, which is a local family foundation.
And what do we know about the business climate in Shiawassee County? You alluded to other economic development organizations in the county. What is the current economy like in the county?
Well, again, we've been hit with the declining auto industry and major manufacturing, but we're picking up. And again, through the business incubator, we're really trying to focus on these small entrepreneurial, small business startups.
Can you tell us, how many tenants do you have right now?
Currently, we're just started and we're working.
You just launched.
We just launched, actually, 2 weeks ago. We're working with a test client, the Downtown Owosso Farmers Market, and that's been a really interesting collaboration because they're sort of their mini incubator as well. They have lots of different vendors that occur with the market. So we're working not only with the market, but some of the vendors who, you know, make jams or develop woodworking crafts and things like that. So we will be working with some of their clients as well.
You are, a lot of Shiawassee County is pretty rural. Does that play into this at all? I mean, is that a factor here in moving ahead with the REV Center?
Well, I think only because perhaps some of the folks who are interested in starting their own business are not really used to how to go about doing that. We're kind of spread out, but I think people know where to go. And that's sort of the one thing we really want to do with the REV Center is be that one-stop shop where our entrepreneurs, our clients can come and say, geez, I don't know who to talk to about this. Do I go to the Chamber of Commerce? Do I go to the Economic Development Partnership? Do I go to Baker College? How about the Small Business and Technology Development Center? What do they provide? When do we go there? We'd love to be that one-stop shop. They pick up the phone, ask us where to go, create that development plan month to month so that they know for the first month, gee, I'll do these first three things. How did we go with that first month? Did we get those things done? If we had any problems with that, how can we proceed from there? And again, they have a craft, they have a skill, they have something that they are passionate about, but perhaps they don't have that business acumen, and that's what we want to do, is sort of match them up with people who can help them out.
We're talking with Lorraine Austin, who's the coordinator of the REV Center in Owosso, which is serving Shiawassee County. It's REV stands for Realizing Entrepreneurial Vision. How are you? You had your open house here recently. How else do you plan to market what you offer?
Well, I think a lot of it will be word of mouth. We're certainly marketing it through our collaborators, which again are the Chamber of Commerce, the Economic Development Partnership, Baker College of Owosso, and the SBTDC. Through Baker College of Owosso, one of the exciting pieces that we're working with are the students, because we have an entrepreneurial program there that will be using interns through our REV Center. We also hope that our clients will be able to use some of those interns as well, so that students who are in that entrepreneurial program can, before they actually get their degree, have some experience starting those small businesses.
I've heard it said that since the Great Recession, that a greater percentage of Americans do think in terms of their own small business. Do you agree with that? And do you see any of that unfolding in Shiawassee County?
Absolutely. I can't tell you the number of people I've spoken to just in the past 6 months who have said, you know, I've always wanted to open my own, fill in the blank. Uh-huh. And I think for some, it's just a pipe dream. They think there's too much work involved. They're not talented enough for some reason. They think that there are obstacles. What we'd like to do is just have them give us a call and have that first consultation. Maybe it is a pipe dream. We can talk to them honestly and openly about what it is that they're doing. We're looking for folks who are looking to grow their business. If it's a hobby business, more power to them, but it's not. We're looking for folks who are actually looking to add employees, and we're also looking for folks who are in the Shiawassee County region. That could include folks from Clinton County or Genesee County as well.
An awful lot of people in the past, I know, have commuted to Flint when Flint was, when General Motors was employing 80,000 people. Quite a few people of those people came from Shiawassee County, so that's been quite a transition here.
Absolutely, and again, we're hoping folks will take that transition and see it as an opportunity to maybe start life anew.
How long can a business stay at the incubator?
We ask them to stay no longer than 3 years. We go on a year-to-year contract with them. And again, we're hoping by that third year that they've developed enough that they can be no longer a fledgling business, but they can fly out on their own.
Well, how about angel investing? Is that available in Shiawassee County?
Currently, right now, we're not focusing on that, but we really hope to pursue that at some point in the future.
Okay. And you come from where? How did you become the director of the REV Center?
Boy, that's a long story. I was actually born and raised in Shiawassee County. And as many folks do, when high school is finished, they wanted to get out as soon as possible. So I've been out and about. I actually worked in New York City for 13 years, but now I've come back and would just... I'm a networker by trade is what I am. They saw that as a good skill for this particular piece. We have, as I say, the economic development organizations and talent in Shiawassee County are numerous. What is needed is, sometimes I call myself a matchmaker. I try to take these folks who are coming in and introduce them to be it a business service provider that can help them, perhaps a mentor. We have lots of different retirees that I've spoken to in Shiawassee County who really miss that piece, who think to themselves, gosh, if I had only known this when I started, it would certainly have saved me a lot of trouble. There are so many people like that, just willing and able to help these new folks, that what we really want to do is just match those folks up together and for the success of everyone.
Do you want to line up more investors?
Yes, at some point we certainly do. We're going to be working with banks for that sort of financial piece at this point. But again, since we're just starting, we want to get our clients ready. We want to match them up with the people who can help them. That financial piece isn't something that we're focusing on right now.
Does it surprise you that you're the first in the whole county?
I suppose yes and no. It is a smaller county. And again, as you say, most people are sort of thinking, well, I'll go to Flint, I'll go to Lansing when mm-hmm. I have those pieces to go to. But we're thinking, hey, why not stay locally? You know, we've got a lot of talent here.
I've spent a lot of time in Shiawassee County. I was glad to read about this development.
Well, good.
And we want to thank you. Lorraine Austin is the coordinator of the REV Center. That stands for Realizing Entrepreneurial Vision. It is Shiawassee County's first business incubator. Thanks, Lorraine, and good luck.
Thank you so much.